iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com. I'm Tony Patty with you right here on iGlobal Radio. Now, it's been the most watched list in recent times, and finally, India moves off the COVID-19 red list to amber, and it's welcome news for many within the diaspora who've been longing to visit friends and family. And a new sanctified site by the River Taff in Wales for Hindus and Sikhs to be able to disperse the ashes of the departed marks a milestone, with the Hindu Forum of Britain rightly collating a register of all such sites across the UK. And in a similar campaign spirit, British Hindu groups welcomed Edinburgh International Festival intervention to address community concerns over a sensitive play. And Team GB's Hall of Olympic Medals is inspiring some community fervour around swimming. All the top stories and a detailed look at the week's stories, all here on iGlobal Radio in a moment.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And now, one of the most important stories of the week has been that India has been moved off the UK's red list travel ban and onto amber, which means vaccinated passengers will no longer be subjected to compulsory 10-day hotel quarantine. Under Britain's traffic light system for international travel, returning from amber list of countries means a 10-day period of quarantining at home or a pre-confirmed location for visitors. The change announced by the Department for Transport comes into effect from 4 a.m. on August 8th. And there's more on that story from the iGlobal desk at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so, as we catch up with all the top news stories of the week gone by from iGlobalNews.com, a new sanctified site by the River Taff in Wales for Hindus and Sikhs to be able to disperse the ashes of the departed marks a milestone, with the Hindu Forum of Britain rightly collating a register of all such sites across the UK. And in our profile section at iGlobalNews.com, we hear about the Antim Sanskar Group Wales, ASGW, dedicated its efforts on a fundraising drive since the Llandaff Rowing Club in Cardiff got the go-ahead a few years ago and marked its formal opening over the weekend with First Minister Mark Drakeford. It has led the Hindu Forum of Britain, which has lobbied the UK government on this issue over the years, to initiate a collation of processes of all such sites available across the United Kingdom for ease of access for the British Indian community. Now, as we see in the story, there are more than three generations of Hindus and Sikhs settled here, and the first generation of our community tended to take the ashes back to their motherland in India. However, the later generations, born or having lived in the UK most of their lives, prefer to scatter the ashes of their loved ones in Wales with respect to dignity. And after many years of hard work, it's good to see that an area has been established and sanctified where families can come and disperse the funeral ashes of their loved ones. There's more on that story under the profile section from the iGlobal desk at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. And so, as we head to the arts and culture section at iGlobalNews.com, British Hindu groups welcomed Edinburgh International Festival intervention to address community concerns over a sensitive play. And a play undergoing rehearsed readings at the Edinburgh International Festival has been modified following objections raised by British Hindus, led by the Hindu Forum of Britain. In a letter addressed to Naina Penman, chair of Dundee Temple, Tripti Patel, president of HFB, and Puneet Dwivedi, Vice President, Scotland of HFB, the artistic directors associated with the staging of the play Hindu Times, have confirmed that the names of Hindu gods and goddesses have been removed following inputs and feedback from the community. There's more of that story from the iGlobal desk under the Arts and Culture section at iglobalnews.com. iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And as we turn our attention towards sport in our weekly review right here with iGlobalNews.com here at iGlobal Radio, it's British Indian MP Rinder Sharma who is driving the Inspired to Try Swimming campaign in his heavily Indian origin constituency of Ealing Southall, with the hope that Team GB's Olympic success in the sport will inspire future swimming champions from within the community. With the action underway at the Tokyo Aquatic Centre and following the gold medal win for Team GB's Adam Peaty in the men's 100-meter breaststroke, and Tom Daly and Matty Lee in the men's synchronized 10-meter platform, the Labour Party MP is hoping that the Olympics will leave local people at Inspired to Try Swimming a little bit more inspired, as it were. Vrinda Sharma MP said, "I send my congratulations and those of the nation to Adam Peaty on another amazing gold medal. Also to Tom Daly and Matty Lee after their sensational performance receiving gold medals. And he will be continuing to cheer on the rest of the Team GB as the action continues." There's more of that story under the News and Views section at iglobalnews.com. iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
And so as we take a more detailed look at some of the stories from the week gone by, the Chancellor has some very handy words of advice as we emerge from the months of lockdown. And also, we're going to be looking at the science of yoga. Only recently has there been a move to substantiate all the claims through research around this ancient Indian practice. And also, the new volume of poetry deserves attention for its wide-ranging and unprejudiced approach to the essence of poetry. And also, finally, we'll be looking at the financial planning expert who explained what makes life insurance so important.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Now, as we take a more detailed look at some of the week's top stories, it's the future planning desk that we're looking at from iglobalnews.com. And Rishi Sunak says, "Let's get back into office." And Rishi Sunak wants youth to leave work from home behind. UK Chancellor Rishi Sunak wants young workers to look at returning to offices as the government's COVID-19 lockdown-related work from home guidance came to a close last month. The senior British Indian cabinet minister reflected on his own early career with investment bank Goldman Sachs, which he said benefited from interactions with mentors in the workplace. In an interview with LinkedIn News, the country's finance chief said he doubts he would have done as well in his professional life if he had actually started out virtually with currently popular tech platforms such as Zoom. There's more on that story from the iGlobal desk at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And as we continue to look back at the top stories of the week, it's the science of yoga we look at. And under the iSpirituality section at iglobalnews.com, at the confluence of science and spirituality is where we are at, where Professor Nawal K. Prunja is a world-renowned UK-based scientist who specializes in areas such as artificial intelligence and machine learning applications in engineering and mechanical and civil design codes and standards used in the nuclear industry worldwide. He's also the author of definitive books such as Explaining Hindu Dharma, a guide for teachers. Dr. Gaurav Prinja specializes in the field of streamlining and automation and is the author of To V or Not To V, a critique of veganism. In this Science and Spirituality podcast series, the father-son duo will go head-to-head in some of the most common and at times not so common aspects of our spiritual life that have their roots in scientific theory.
Given the amount of data that these guys have about us, it certainly seems feasible. But was the decisions being made about what to like and what to say would be very convincing? The AI is not conscious, is it? I guess we need to go one step back and ask what we really mean by consciousness.
Yeah, I'm afraid Western psychologists and scientists have mostly focused on explaining human behavior and still do not have a satisfactory explanation of the human mind and consciousness.
More on that from the iGlobal desk under the iSpirituality section at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. And so from the science of yoga to this new volume of poetry, which deserves attention for its wide-ranging and unprejudiced approach to the essence of poetry. Handle with care, says Imtiaz Darkar, who is a winner of the Queen's Gold Medal Award for Poetry in 2014, aptly catching the range of dynamics of this collection of poems. Yogesh Patel raids diverse areas of experience and many literatures to make a jazz of poetry. These poems travel with a freedom pass and a crow's sharp eye through Greek, Indian, African, and Chinese myth via the error page and cryptocurrency, all the way to the milk round and disrupted ecologies. They play on connections and disconnections, acting as improvisations that bounce sound and light into the broken corners of the world. There's more on that under the arts and culture section at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And finally, in our weekly roundup, in this episode, the financial planning expert explains what makes life insurance so important. And if you want some solid professional advice on what is the best option for your money, a financial advisor can be the answer, part counselor and part financial professional, and part financial professional and part advisor. A financial advisor can help you realize your many goals by explaining the different investment options available. Bhupinder Anand, founder of Anand Financial Architecture Limited, explains.
Whether it's life insurance, whether it's investments, people are starting to realize that we're not immortal. So if any financial advisor goes straight into talking about, I've got this great product, run away. Because it's never about the product. It's about you. And what are you trying to achieve? What's your goals and objectives? And it doesn't have to be material things. It's about today. For the next 5 years is marching on. So what I bring to the party and what a good financial advisor brings to the party is the first thing within that is to get people thinking about their future.
See more of that story under the iMoney Show section at iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's weekly review from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. You listen to us and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.